Well, once again, it's been a huge week for new music here at South by Southwest 2011. Every year, it gets even bigger. And on its 25th birthday, there were plenty of buzz bands to catch live. Interestingly, it was actually pretty easy to see the unofficial shows and parties happening during the day this year. The events happening outside of the official South by Southwest banner seem to be kind of taking over this town during South by Southwest week, which is interesting. Good news for me, though, because many of the more hype bands on my schedule were playing a number of times, so with my Excel spreadsheet dance card in hand, I picked some winners this week. Without a doubt, the name on everyone's lips here at South By has been Odd Future. The LA-based collective of rappers, skaters, visual artists and troublemakers have been putting on incredible performances all over town over the last few days. I actually caught up with Tyler, the creator for Triple J this week. He's the producer behind all of their offshoots and one of the main MCs as well. He's just signed to XL Records for his own solo career, and his second album, Goblin, is coming out in June.
I've been working on it since the day I dropped Bastard. I dropped Bastard Christmas of 09, so I've been working on it since then. It's just the past year, basically, and one, shit I think about, experiences, head I've gotten from bitches, you know, just little shit, the fun I've had. Like, I've had, the day I turned 19, which was March 6th of 2010, the day before that, I recorded this song called Tron Cat. That's on there. It's not being released till now, but I'm the type of dude to save certain shit for certain projects. So it's literally the past year in like one thing. And when it gets dark on there, it gets dark. When it gets really light with like girls' songs I write about females and shit, it gets really light. When it, you'll just have to hear it. It's a really chill album. I'm really happy for it.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's finished.
And does it feature any guest appearances on it?
It features the only people, it was on my last one, which is Odd Future. I keep shit as in-house as possible.
And you talk about, like, saving, you know, some beats for what you want to do in the future. How do you kind of split up? Obviously, as a producer, you've got a lot of stuff, in you know, on your hard drive, I imagine. How do you know what goes where, what fits with which group, and what to save for yourself?
I don't know. I just know, like, when it's certain shit I make, I'll be like, all right, I won't ever play this for anyone because I want this. Then it's certain shit I make where it's like, all right, I'll send this to Damo or Haji or someone. And then sometimes I just have beats I'll just play for people and shit. But beats that I save for myself, like that I know that I want to be the only person with this, I don't even play those for people. So some of the shits that's on my next album, people haven't even heard. I'm a fucking walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a fucking triceratops. Reptar, rapping as I'm mocking deaf rock stars. Wearing synthetic wigs made of anwars. Dreadlocks, bedrock, harder than a motherfucking Flintstone. Making crack rocks out of pussy nigga fish bones. This nigga Jasper trying to get grown. About 5'7" of his bitches in my bedroom. Swallow the cinnamon, I'ma scribble this shit and shit. My sit is telling me that she's been getting intimate with men. Sid, shut the fuck up. Here's the number to my therapist. You tell him all your problems, he's fucking awesome with listening. And this isn't a fucking hotline for a fucking shrink. Sheesh, I already got mine and he's not fucking working. I think I'm wasting my damn time. I'm clocking 6:03 and going postal. This the revenge of the dicks. That's 9 cocks that cock 9. This ain't no VTech shit or Columbine. But after bowling, I went home for some damn adventure time. What you mean? I slipped myself some pink zannies and danced around.
That's a taster of Tyler, the Creator's new album, Goblin, due out in June. Zanro, coming to you from the streets of Austin, Texas, where the annual South by Southwest Music Conference is coming to a close. This is the epicenter of new music and a perfect place to forecast what will be big in the coming year. Not all bands are young, though, and often the benefits of years of rock and roll experience make for the best performances. As I realised when I caught Wild Flag late on Friday night, featuring Carrie and Janet from Slater Kinney, this band totally tore through an electrifying set of psychedelic-infused, very 90s riffs executed perfectly by four ladies who have had plenty of experience shredding. Their debut album is currently being produced by Spoon's Britt Daniel, and if the hook-filled melodic songs I heard this week are anything to go by, then it's going to be unreal. Here's a taster called Glass Tambourine. From Portland band Wild Flag, that's Glass Tambourine on Triple J. Speaking of talented women, another act that floored me here at South by Southwest this week is New York-based singer Sharon Van Etten. Her beautiful songs are matched by an incredible voice, and I think 2011 is going to be the year she crosses over to a much broader audience. Helped quite possibly in part by The National's Aaron Dessner, he's currently producing her third album. Sharon and I met up this week to talk about how they came together.
I was on tour with Megaphone, and Brad from Megaphone woke me up on the couch when we were in Montreal to show me a video on his phone of Bon Iver and The National covering my song Love More. And I was just like, I got all teary, and I was like, how the hell do they know who I am? How do they know this? And I finished the tour, and I came back, and I talked to Ben Goldberg at Bada Bing and told him what happened. And he's like, you should write them and see if they want to put on your new record. I said, okay, well, maybe I will and see what happens. It's a shot in the dark, but why not? And so I wrote them and thanked them for being so supportive and told them how much it meant that they covered my song. It was for the Music Now Festival about 2 years ago now. It's crazy to think about. A year ago now. So I wrote them and asked them if they had any time to work on my new record with me. I was about to go into the studio, and I told them the amount of time I blocked off, and they said they really wanted to, but their schedules were crazy. But Aaron wrote me back and said, if you ever want to demo some new songs, I have a studio in my backyard, and it'd be really great to work on new songs with you. He said, write me when you're ready to record after this. And I did, and he was still interested, and we've been recording on and off since September, and he's been helping me with shows. You know, he's been really generous with singing my praises to people that he doesn't have to be. He's been really great. Beautiful sounds of Sharon Van Etten, who was one of many highlights of South by Southwest here in Austin, Texas. Zan Rowe reporting on the biggest week in new music and discovering a few new bands as well. With so much buzz on blogs, it's sometimes hard to be surprised by a new name at a place like this. But this week, I came across Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
I just want you to stay.
Dressed in racing car driver suits and hailing from Motor City, Detroit, this three-piece have a bevy of catchy songs and deliver them really well on stage. With two-part harmonies and a fun indie pop vibe, these guys are definitely worth seeking out in 2011. Their debut comes out mid-year. Another great find this week came in the form of Unknown Mortal Orchestra, a three-piece from Portland featuring a former member of New Zealand band The Mint Chicks. Stumbling upon them earlier in the week, they grabbed me with their 60s-tinged indie rock and immediately catchy songs. Here's one of them, Funny Friends. From Auckland and Portland, that's Unknown Mortal Orchestra, another great discovery here at South by Southwest. It's been a huge week and it's almost over, Richard, but I'm going to leave you with a band whose songs just keep getting stuck in my head this week. I saw London band Yuck twice here at South by, and both times they ripped through their excellent debut album. Throwing back very much to 90s-era grunge music, lead singer Daniel's voice and songwriting prove these guys will be sought after in the festival circuit this year. You can bank on it. They may not have lived through the 90s themselves, but they're tapping into the era effortlessly and look like they're having heaps of fun doing it. From their debut album, this is the opening cut. Adios for now from Austin, Texas, and the South by Southwest Music Festival. This is Getaway.